We turn our attention now to Tehillim Kapitel Yudches, Psalms 18. Now, this is a long capital. It's 51 psukim. However, it is in certain ways quite simple and very easy to map. So what I will do is begin by outlining the sections of the chapter of Yudches, and then go into details on some of the interesting points for discussion, again, mainly following Rabbi David Kimchi Radak. The Pasuk here clearly defines what this chapter is all about. These are the words, the shir, which the menatzeach, the conductor, is to play. It's a shir composed by David. It says this explicitly. And it was spoken by David as a prayer to God the day that he was saved from all his enemies and from Sheol. It begins with David's words of thanksgiving and his description of the dire straits in which he found himself, but was rescued from by God. Then David launches into a long description, actually from Pasuk Ches, extending right through Pasuk Yud Zayin, listing the plagues, punishments, devastation, which came upon the enemies of the Jewish people or the enemies of David throughout. He returns then to describe his rescue and the reasons why he feels he has been rescued, the mitzvot, the zechusim that he had to deserve God's help. He then goes on and says a number of things about God's ways in general, and God's ways with him, and returns again to the theme of rescue and the power that he had, that he was given by God over his enemies. And it ends with a very famous posuk, Magdil Yeshuos Malko, V'Oseh Chesed Limshicho, L'David Ulezaro Ad Olam. Now this entire capital is a replay, so to speak, of the song which is recorded, David's song, in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chof Beis. There are some subtle differences between the two nuschaot, between the two versions of this kapitel, the one in Shmuel Beis and the one here. The most famous being that here it says Magdil Yeshuos Malko, in Shmuel Beis it says Migdol Yeshuos Malko, and when that's incorporated into the Birchas HaMazon, we say one during the week and one on Shabbos. But there's two versions. The Radak feels, however, that there is no significance to the differences, and it's basically the same thing, Ho'inyon Echod. Other Meforshim, Malbim being one of them, Alshich being another, take an entirely different approach and feel that what David records, what is recorded on behalf of David and Shmuel Beis, and what David records for himself here in Tehillim Yudches, are different in certain ways, subtle ways, and the nuances of each kapitel have a basic fundamental explanation for them. We will follow Radak for the purposes of simplicity and not even draw attention to most of the differences between the two versions. Obviously, I would suggest that you look for yourself at the other version and find the differences for yourself, and that's the homework. The pasuk begins by calling David Eved Hashem, Lamnatzeach le'Eved Adonoi le'David, Asher diber l'Adonoi es divrei hashiro hazos, B'yom hitzil Adonai oso mikaf kol oyevov umiyad sho'ul. By the way, I have a precedent, a ma'aser rav, for saying the Shem Shamayim completely out loud, even on a tape or MP3 player in this case, because many, many times I heard the Klausenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, in his shiurim, in his Chumash and Rashi shiurim, which he knew were being taped, and he, when he quotes a full pasuk, whether it's Chumash or Nevi'im or Ksuvim, will say the Shem Shamayim in full. In any case, David here is called an Eved Hashem. What does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? This is obviously a very, very rare praise for a human being. Here Radak tells us that Mi she'som kol kocho v'chavonoso bo el yisborach b'chol inyonov, a person who is in focus and directs all of his attention to God in all of his in all of his doings, that person is called an Eved Hashem. And David, in everything he did, was connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, ke'eved hametzapeh el yad Adonov, like a servant, like a slave, looking up toward his master. And David feels with every rescue, with every Yeshua that he has, that he's being rescued by his personal master. Therefore, he is called Eved Hashem. Radak also feels that this was probably a mizmor which David said toward the end of his life, because it says here that he was saved mikaf kol oyevov umiyad sha'ul, not only from the hands of Sha'ul, but from the hands of all his enemies, and that, of course, was not until the end of his days. And David begins with a list of praises to God. Pasukim Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Vayomar Erchomcho Hashem Chizki. Erchomcho is usually translated, God, I will love you, or I do love you. Root Resh Ches Mem is a Aramaic equivalent of the root Aleph Hei Vez. Vayehav is translated Virachem. So it means, I will love you, God. Others say that Erchomcha means, God, I will seek rachamim from you. Erchomcha, I look for your rachamim. I look for your mercy and compassion. If we follow the first approach, and Erchomcha means, God, I love you, we have to recognize that love of God is, words of Radak, Sof ma sheyachol ha'odom la'asos ba'olam hazeh lihiskorev el habore. This is the extreme, Ava is the extreme, the end objective, the highest pinnacle of what a person can do in this world to draw near to God. And he says of God, and here's a long list, not only are you my chizki, are you my strength, but Hashem Sali, you are my rock, Umitsudasi, my fortress, Umifalti, and my refuge, Eli, my mighty one, Tsuri, my stone, Echesebo, I will take shelter in you. Notice again, Echese, Lachasos, Chosebo, how often that is David's way of expressing what he feels toward God. He's sheltered, protected by God. Magini, my shield. Vekeren Yeshi, the horn of my salvation. Miskabi, my tower of strength. Muhulol ekro Hashem umin oivai ivosheya. I call God praised, and he will, I will be rescued from my enemies. Now here, this long list of adjectives of God. God is my rock and my fortress and my strength, etc. Radak says, the simple pshat is, again, kofal ha'inyon b'milos shonos. Just different words saying the same thing. That God is strong and I feel protected by him. Interestingly, I think this is the first time in Tehillim that we have the word keren, the word horn, as a metaphor, as an image of strength. throughout Tanakh we find this is true. V'karnei re'em karnov, bohem yinagach amim. The symbol of power is the keren, the horn of an animal, be the animal the ram, the ox, or the re'em. The Medrash says here, Medrash Tehillim, that David had 10 enemies, and against those 10 enemies, he praised God with 10 different kilusin, with 10 different phrases of praise. The Medrash says the 10 enemies of David were Shaul, Doeg, Achitophel, Sheva ben Bichri, Shimi ben Gera, the three brothers of Goliath, Goliath himself, the Ish Mitzri, and the Ish Mitzri who was killed by Benayahu ben Yehoyada. Of these 10, 5 were Jews, obviously Shaul, Doeg, Achitophel, etc., and 5 were from the other nations of the world, the brothers of Goliath, Goliath himself, the Ish Mitzri. Against those 10 enemies, David sings 10 words of praises. Chizki, Sal'i, Mitzudosi, that's 3. Befalti, Eli, Tsuri, that's 6. Machasi, Mogini, Keren Yeshi, that's 9. Misgabi is the 10th. And now David describes what it has felt like to him to be in these dire straits. He felt afafuni chevle moves. He was being surrounded. Afafuni means sivavuni. He was being surrounded by the pangs of death, the pain of death. Chevle moves, like chevle yoleda, the pains of childbirth. V'nachalev li ya'al yiva'asuni. Various ways of translating this. Radak prefers that nachal here means a river, like a river of an evil person. I have been frightened. And the Radak says something that the image of a flooding river, of a nachal, of a wadi, which is suddenly burst forth with water, this is a image of tzoros. Hatzoros heim kenachal hashotef. Tzoros feel like a rushing stream. And this is how David felt. Chevle sheol suvavuni. The pains of the grave encircled me. Kidmuni mokshe moves. The stumbling blocks, the obstacles of death are before me. So David describes in 4 phrases, in Psukim Hey and Vav, the feeling of being trapped by death, by a raging stream, by the grave itself. And the Medrash, again, Medrash Tehillim, says that here David has 4 phrases, 2 in Pasuk Hey, 2 in Pasuk Vav, because he's referring to the 4 Malchios, the 4 kingdoms who have threatened the Jewish people throughout history. Afafuni Chevle Moves, that's Bovel. Nachalev Liyaal Yiva'asuni, that's Modai. Chevle Sheol Suvavuni, that's Yavon, Greece. And Kidmuni Mokshe Moves, that is Edom or Rome. Interestingly enough, the Medrash continues and says, why is it that for the first one and the 4th one, we have the word death, Moves, Moves? The other ones, it's rivers and graves, but not death? Because it was those 2 Malchios, Bovel and Rome, Bovel and Edom, that destroyed the Beis HaMikdosh. So Afafuni Chevle Moves is the death of the first Beis HaMikdosh, and Kidmuni Mokshe Moves is the death, the fourth is the second Beis HaMikdosh, the death of, the, in a sense, the death of the Avodas Hashem in the Mikdosh. Then David says, okay, I'm surrounded by these 4 forms of death, of a raging stream. So I call out to God, Batsar li yekro Hashem, v'yel elokai ashaveya, yishma meheicholo koli v'shavosi lefonov tovo v'yosnov. David is confident, he will call out, and his screams, his prayers will be heard by God. They will literally come to his ears. And now a whole list of catastrophes that have befallen the enemy. Vatigash vatirash ha'oretz. The world was racked and quaked. Umostei horim yurgozu. The foundations of the mountains shook. All of these can be seen either in the history of the Jewish people, God's infliction of punishment upon our enemies, or David's personal life and the punishments that God wrought for his enemies that he witnessed. They're all listed here. Vayiskashu ki choro lo. My cry to him reached, they were racked. The foundations of the mountains were racked by God's wrath. Ola oshon biyapo. Smoke went up from God's nostrils. Ve'esh mipiv tocheil. And from his mouth came devouring fire. Gecholim bo'aru mimenu. Live coals blazed forth from him. Vayet shomayim vayerad. He bent the sky and came down. Va'arofel tachas raglov. Thick clouds beneath his, God's feet. He mounted on a cherub, a kruv, and flew, gliding on the wings of the wind. Vayet shomayim vayirka val kruv vayaov vayedan. He flew al kanfe ruach, on the wings of the wind. Yoshes choshech, the swiftness of God. Yoshes choshech sisro. He made darkness his screen. Borod v'gachalei esh, dark thunderheads, dense clouds of the sky, or the pavilion around him. Yoshes choshech zisro, etc. Cheshches mayim oveshachokim, minoga negdo, out of the brilliance before him, hail and fiery coal pierced his clouds. Borod v'gachalei esh, vayareim bashomayim Hashem, God thundered in his heaven. He gave forth from his voice hail and fiery coals. Borod v'gach le'esh again. Vayishlach chitzo vayifitzeim. He let fly his shafts, his arrows, and scattered them. Uverokim rov vayuhumeim. He discharged lightning and sent them running. He rooted them. Vayero'u afikemayim. The ocean bed was exposed. Vayigolu mostos teveil. The foundations of the world were laid bare. From your shout of God, from the blast of your nostrils. And David, after summarizing all of these catastrophes which befell the enemy, said, I was saved from all of that. Yishlach mimorom yikocheni. He sent from on high to rescue me, to take me, yamsheni mimayim rabim. He drew me forth. He saved me. He drew me out of mighty waters. Yatzileni me'oivi oz umisonai ki omtsu mimeni. He saved me from my powerful enemy, and he saved me from those who hate me, although, ki could mean here, although they were stronger than me. And then a pasuk, interestingly, 19. Yikadmuni v'yomeidi. This is still David contrasting how he was rescued while all the punishments were directed towards his enemies. And now he says, Yikadmuni v'yomeidi. He came forth, he confronted me, they confronted me on the day of my calamity, on the day of my tsoros. Vayihi Hashem l'mishon li. God for me was a support. Radak says, Biyom Eidi, the Targum Yonasan in Sefer Shmuel, where you have the same phrase, Yom Eidi, translates it as Yom Tiltuli, the day of my Tiltul, the day was when I was exiled, the day when I was wandering, the day that I was on the run. They were after me, but God was my support. Vayotzieni Lamerchov, he took me out into the freedom. But Yechaltzeini ki chofetz bi, he saved me, he rescued me, because he was pleased with me. Yekimeleni Hashem kitzidki kavo yoda yoshiv li. He paid me back for all that I've done well, all that I've done that was good. Kishomarti darchei Hashem, because I have kept the ways of God. Velo roshati mi Elohoi. And I was not guilty before God. Here, Radak suggests that lo roshati means, David is saying this, that although Shaul pursued me and wanted to kill me. Lo shalachti bo yod kishahoyo el yodi v'yocholti alav. I never took revenge upon him. I had opportunities to kill him, but I did not. That is lo roshati. I did not do evil to God. To Sha'ol. Kichol mishpotov lenegdi. But rather all of God's laws were before me, v'chukosov lo osir meni, and I did not stray from his statutes, v'ahi samimimo, but rather I was tomim. And here Radak says, I was not maharer acharov, I did not question God. After all, God promised David that he would be king, and he could have easily said, God, what do you mean I will be king? Sha'ol is resisting me. Sha'ol is trying to kill me. But rather, he was not maharher in the spirit of tomim tihiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. Do not question God. Vo eshtamer me'avoni, and I was protected from possibly sinning by harming Sha'ol. And because of my righteousness, David experiences that the fact that his enemies were so, so devastated, and he was saved, is ultimately because of his righteousness. God repaid him. Vayoshev Hashem lichet tzidki kvo yodi leneged einov. Because this is God's way. Im chosid tischasod. If a person is righteous, God will be righteous to him. Indeed, God will repay him more even than he deserves. In the words of Radak, Im chosid tischasod ki chen darkecho ki im hechosid tare chasidusecho. God, you show the chosid your chasidus. You show the pious one your piety. V'soshiv lo od yoser min haroi lo. You give him even more than he deserves. Im gvar tomim ti tamom. With a person who is innocent, who is not maharher, who relies upon you, who trusts in you, you, God, reward him even more than he deserves, as opposed to the navor tisporor. If a person is not that way, is the opposite, imikesh tispatol. If he is crooked, if he is distorted, then if he is perverse, then God can be perverse with him as well. So that im navor tisporor means with the pure, you act purely. But im ikesh, with the perverse, you are equally perverse. You are wily, is a good way of translating it. Kiato amoni soshia, God, you help the victim, you help the poor, who is the victim of the haughty and the arrogant. Ve'inayim ramos tashpil, and you bring down haughty eyes, high eyes, eyes which look arrogantly, bega'ava, upward. And Radak says, the source of arrogance is the eyes. That's where we are told, lo sosuru achre levavchem v'achre einechem. Do not follow your eyes. It's eyes that bring a person to gavhus, to arrogance. Ki atot to'ir ne'ri, God, I was in Tzoros. Tzoros is chashecha. Tzoros is darkness, but you lit my candle. You lit up my darkness. Hashem Elokai Yagia Choshki. Ki v'cho Orutz Gedud. With you I was able to smash enemy troops. Orutz, the Shoresh suggests Radak, is Reish Tzadik Tzadik. Rotzatz, which means to smash. God, you help me smash the enemy. Uvelohai Adalek Shur. With the strength of God, I was able to leap over walls. Hoel tomim darko imas Hashem tsrufo mogenu lechol achosim bo. God again is tomim. God's word is pure. He is a shield. Again the word chosim, toward who take shelter in him. There is none like God. Ki mi elokami baladei Hashem umitzur zulosi elokeinu. He is the God. David goes on and on with his praise, gushing forth the praise that he experiences together with the victory. When David exults in victory, he exults in God. Hoel ha'ma'azreni choyil v'yitein tomim darki mishaver raglai ko'ayolos v'albamos hayamideni melamed yodila milchama. God has trained me. It is God God who's made me a skilled warrior. It's God who's enabled my hands, my arms, to take down the bronze or copper bow, the weapons of the enemy. God, your anova, your humility has brought me up. Here, Radak says, "Ba'anvascha." What does it mean? God's humility. It means derech moshel ki ilu hishpalta kvodcho lashgiach bi. God, I feel as if you have lowered yourself. God, you have demeaned yourself to come down to help little old me. Tachiv tzadoy sachtoy. You made my footsteps tzadi tzachtoy. You made my footsteps wide, v'lo mo'adu karsula. You saw to it that my knees, my ankles, did not come fatigued. And with your power, with your siyata d'shmaya, with the help of God, I was able to erdof oivai va'asigem, to pursue my enemies, to overtake them, v'lo ashuvat kalosam, emchotzeim v'lo yuchlukum, yiblu tachas ragloi, v'tazreni chayil ha'milchomo, tachriya komai tachtoi, v'yoivai nosate li oref, v'mesanai atzmisem, yishavu vein mashiach l'ashem v'lo onom. God, you enabled me to pursue my enemies, to beat them, to knock them down, to turn away from me, to flee, to show me their neck as they were fleeing. I killed them, I wiped them out, and they prayed, but their prayer was not sincere enough. Their prayer was only a prayer because they saw that all was lost. And therefore, their prayers were not heard. But rather, I was able to crumble them like a clump of earth, a clod of earth in the wind. Ketit chutzos ari came. I was able to mush them, to mash them like swampy, muddy water. Ari came suggests the Radak that the shoresh is rekek, resh kuf kuf, which means a muddy puddle. And I made them into a muddy puddle. I made them into a swamp, into nothing. God, again, you saved me against my enemies. Tefalteni me'riveyom tesimeni l'rosh goyim. God, you made me the chieftain over the nations, so much so that am lo yodati ya'avduni. Even nations that I never heard of will worship me. That's how powerful and how worldwide was David's influence. L'shema ozen yishomu li. Now here it's interesting. Radak translates l'shema ozen yishomu li to mean, because of my reputation, l'shema ozen, yishamu li, they gathered unto me. Like the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Tesvah, v'yishama Shaul esa'om. Shaul gathered the people. Yishamu suggests, Radak, is like yiskaptsu. They gathered to me because of the reputation that I had. After all, Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Ches, v'yas David shame b'shuvo mehakoso esa'om. David was famous. He had a great reputation, therefore people gathered to him. My enemies, the aliens, they will lie to me, meaning either they will lie to me and say, I never was against you, I'm on your side, always was, David. That's how they're lying to me. Or they will lie to their allies, and they will break their treaties with their allies, because I now swung over to my side, as indeed we are told, Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Yud, Vayashlimu es Yisrael vayavdum vayiru Aram lahushia od es bnei Amon. When David defeated Aram, Aram already broke its treaty with bnei Amon because they were afraid of Am Yisrael. But and again, the phrase bnei Nechor, alien people, strangers, yibolu, they will become fatigued, v'yachrugu mimiskerosehem, and they will tremble even in their enclosed places, even in their fortresses, even places which are enclosed with walls all around them, even there they will be fearful. The word yachrugu, the shoresh ches resh gimel, is a rare one, but it means to fear, to be afraid. The Targum on the Pasuk, Umechadorim Emo, in Parshas Kisavo, translates Emo as Chargas, the fear, Chargas Mosa, the fear of death. Now David concludes again with words of praise. Chai Hashem uvaruch tzuri v'yarum Elokei Yishi. God is alive. May his, I feel his life. May blessed be my fortress. And may the God who rescued me be exalted. He is the God Ho'el Hanosein Nekamosli. He allows me to take revenge. Vayadber Amim Tachtoy. And he allows me to lead enemies beneath me. He allows me to control them. The Pasuk Vayinhag in Shmos Gimel is translated as Vidabar. So that Vayadber means Vayanhei. He helped me lead enemies, my enemies. Mifalti me oivoi. He has rescued me from my enemies. But not only has he rescued me, but af min komai tiromameni. But he has even lifted me up above. He has exalted me. He has helped me rise. Not only am I saved, but more than that, I am promoted, I am elevated. Meish chomos tatzileni, he saves me from this violent man. And therefore, al kein odecho v'agoyim Hashem, therefore, God, I will praise you, not only to my own people, but I will praise you to the entire world, to all the nations. Uleshimcho azameiro, I will use my special talent, singing, music, to sing to you. And finally, the final pasuk, magdil, God, you expand Yeshuos Malko, this way you save your king. In this case, his king, meaning David. You do favor, you do kindness to your anointed one. Who is your king? Who is your anointed one? The David Ulizaro Adolam, to King David and to his seed, to his children forever and ever. I just want to point out one interesting thing. I saw this actually in a biography, autobiography written by Reb Baruch Epstein, the author of Torah Tamima. The biography is called Makor Baruch. It's anthologized, it's condensed and translated into English as My Uncle the Netziv. But in the expanded version, he suggests that it's really a mistake that we say Migdol on Shabbos and Magdil during the week. But rather, when the Pasuk Magdil was quoted in the first Siddur, perhaps in the manuscript Siddur, someone put in parentheses that although in Tehillim it says Magdil, in the parallel chapter in Shmuel Beis, Chof Beis, it says Migdol. So in parentheses, the editor or the scribe wrote Migdol Shin Beis, meaning Migdol in Shmuel Beis. And someone misread the Shin Beis as the first two letters of Shabbos, and it said Migdol Shabbos, as if on Shabbos you substitute Migdol for Magdil. It's an interesting theory. I don't know if it's true or not, but otherwise I do not know why on Shabbos you would say it one way and the weekdays another way. So much for Kapitel Yud Ches. It was a long one. I tried to do my best to convey the essence of it to you, although I wasn't able to pause as much as I like to and focus in detail on phrases here and there. But we'll get back to the more careful way of delivering these shiurim in the following 10 or 11 kapitlach, which are not short, but certainly much shorter than 51 pesukim.